Krishna Peshaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Sate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Ashtatya Desha Karine
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine
Hare Hare.
Sri Braj, Vikacharja, Stotra, Sri Sri Shivad, Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Raj, Shubhad, Jai Om Nishnubad, Punaman, Supri Braj, Vikacharja, Stotra, Sri Sri Shivad, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarsati Goswami Raj, Prabhupada, Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava, Jai, Nama Charger Shida Haridas Thakur, Jai, Aim Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shari Gaur Bhaktavin, Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gokobinath Sham Kunadadha Kunadidhi Govartanji, Jai, Vrindavan Thamji, Jai, Navadip Tham ki jai, Jagannath Puri ki jai, Ganga Mai ki jai, Jamuna Mai ki jai, Tulsi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gaur Premanande. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samaniti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gaudavani Prasarane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtatide Sitarane. So we started dealing yesterday with Arjuna's question, Stitapragyasya Ka Pasha Samadhi Specification. How do we know who is Stitta Pragya? Stitta Pragya means?
Fixed.
Fixed in what?
Krishna consciousness,
spiritual realization. How does he walk? How does he sit? How does he speak? Arjuna wanted to know all of that. And what was Krishna's immediate answer?
It's not about that.
It's not about that. What's it about?
Consciousness.
Yeah, okay, that's general. What is it? Don't bluff your way through this game. What did he really say? Yes. Yeah, he gives the self-realized person, is the person who gives up all material desires, kaman, which are born from
mental
concoction. And we all saw the video yesterday illustrating that principle. That we concoct what will be enjoyable. Manogatan. It's all mental concoction. And on the other side, atmanyev atmana trushta. Trushta means satisfied. His mind, atma, is satisfied, atmani. What does atmani mean? Means in the atma. What does atma here mean? Soul. And?
The mind.
Atma can also mean the super soul. Parama. Atma, sometimes it means the self. And people get into a whole thing, well, is it lowercase self or is it capital self? You know, in Sanskrit there are no capital letters. So it's just Atma, it's self. And you have to understand by spiritual teaching and also your own by spiritual training, what it means. So it can mean the self, the mind is satisfied in the self, but really self-satisfied means the soul in relationship to the Supreme Soul. The self-satisfied soul actually is a Maya body. He's just satisfied in his own self without any realization of Krishna. He's a Maya body. They pride themselves on self-satisfied. But really satisfied in the self means that the individual self is satisfied in relationship to the Supreme Self. So, atmanyev atmana tushta, when the mind is engaged in relation to the self, both one's individual self and the super self, then he's really stitta pragya. Okay? Any questions? Keshwar. Now, the next verses are all going to be describing more about this Stitta Pragya. How does he sit? How does he walk? Forget that. We're going to find out what he really is.
Maharaj, how are you going? Yesterday you mentioned talking, speaking, all these were externals. But here Srila Prabhupada says this is how you actually understand self-realized soul, is actually when he speaks.
Yeah, when he speaks. Actually, Baladev Vindyutra, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also has an explanation how Krishna is not really avoiding the question, how he's answering. He sits this way, he walks this way. It's there. But the focus really, right away, is on the mind. It's really about the mind. But yes, his Prabhupada explains that naturally you can tell the Krishna conscious person. How does he walk? He walks to where there's something Krishna conscious. He walks away from Maya and he walks toward engagement in devotional service. How does he sit? He sits in front of the deities. He sits someplace where there's Bhagavatam recitation. If there's nonsense going on, he doesn't sit. He walks. And how does he speak? He speaks about Krishna. Okay. Dukeshvanur vignamana sukeshu vigatasriha vitaraga bhayat krodha stitadhir muni uchite. Stitadhir muni, again, is stitapragya, another way of saying the same thing. Dukeshu anudvigna. Udvigna, anudvigna means agitated. His mind is not agitated when there's misery. Dukeshu, in distress, anudvignamana. His mind is not agitated. And sukeshu vigatasriha. And he's not elated when there's happiness. Whether there's happiness or there's distress, he's fixed in Krishna consciousness. Stitadhi. He means intelligence. And, or the mind. And stitta means situated, fixed. So his mind is fixed in Krishna, so whether there's misery or there's happiness, he remains fixed on the service of the Lord. Vita raga bhaya krodha. Vita means he's free from raga, attachment, raga, bhaya, and krodha, anger. There's another one too, where's that? Fourth chapter. Manmaya mamupashrita. And Prabhupada explains very nicely there what is vita, raga, and bhaya are. That raga means material attachment, and bhaya means free fear of individual identity, and krodha means anger, in frustration at material existence. He's freed from all of these things. Here it's said that he's called Prashanta Nishesha Manoratantra, in the purport, Prabhupada says. He's called Prashanta Nishesha Manoratantra, or one who has surpassed the stage of mental speculations and has come to the conclusion that Lord Sri Krishna, or Vasudev, is everything. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma Sudeva. And Prabhupada makes these points in the purport. Okay, any other question here? Moving ahead. Yas sarvatrana visnehas tat tat prapya shubha shubham na abhinandati na dveshti tasya pragya pratishtita. One who yas sarvatra anabhisneha. Anabhisneha is very interesting. It means unaffected. Sneha means what?
Affection.
So he's without affection, means unaffected. Sneha, anibhi sneha. He's unaffected by tat tat prapya shubha shubham. Whatever auspicious or inauspicious result he may get, tat tat prapya shubha shubham. Na abhinandati. Abhinandati means praises. How's it in the old tradition? Abhinandati. In text 57? Praise. P-R-A-Y-S? Yeah, that's one of those errors. It's P-R-A-I-S-E. Not praise, O Lord. It's praise. One of those errors. Abhinandati means glorify. Not offer prayers. Yeah, it can also mean that. But here Prabhupada gives it as praise. Yeah. Otherwise, Abhinandan can mean he offered prayers. But Prabhupada didn't take it that way. So he doesn't praise or despise whatever good or evil result he gets. He just, all right, it came. Because he's fixed in knowledge. There's always some upheaval in the material world which may be good or evil. One who's not agitated by such material upheavals, who is unaffected by good and evil, is to be understood to be fixed in Krishna consciousness. As long as one is in the material world, there's always the possibility of good and evil, because this world is full of duality. One who's fixed in Krishna consciousness is not affected, because he's simply concerned with Krishna, who's all good, absolute. In this way, the Krishna conscious person is fixed. Yada sangharate chayam kurmon ganiva sarvashaha indriyan indriyartebhyas tasya pragya pratishtita. Yeah, Prabhupada uses what?
Consciousness.
Pragya. Is that okay?
Chitta pragya.
Chitta pragya. Fixed in
consciousness.
Yeah. Knowledge. But knowledge is consciousness. Ultimately, knowledge depends on consciousness. So his consciousness is fixed. Is that okay? A lot of pras, pratishtita. He's standing firmly. Tishtati means standing. Pratishtita. He's fixed in how he stands. Pratishtita. Tasya praga pratishtita. Yes. It comes up again and again. Tasya praga. So now, sangharate chayam kurmon ganiva sarvasha indriyan indriyartebhya tasya pragya pratishtita. So here's the example of the tortoise. What's the example? Yeah, what is the tortoise? How does the tortoise exemplify Krishna consciousness? Yeah? Is that it? He can withdraw his senses from the sense objects. Is that the example?
Withdraws his limbs into his body. He draws his limbs.
Withdraws his limbs in the body?
Always.
Huh?
Can always do it and can always.
That's the other side. I was impressed when I first read Bhagavad Gita. Not Prabhupada's edition, but some flimflam edition. That
becomes unaffected.
According to own will, he can push.
He
outlets and pull down.
Yeah, but when I read it, you know, it was what you first said, that, you know, he can just go inside himself and you know, shut out the world. And but here, Prabhupada has a much broader view of what the tortoise is. The tortoise is not just a creature that can withdraw into the shell. It's also a creature that can extend his limbs outside the shell. When there's a need, he can act with his senses. And when it's dangerous, he can withdraw them. And that's the complete example of the tortoise. When there's senses are useful in Krishna consciousness, he uses them. And when they're a problem, he withdraws them. Yes,
I find the fact that the tortoise has a hard shell significant. It's important also to have a hard shell.
Have a hard shell, yeah.
Yeah. Maharaj,
there's a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Love.
There's a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam in Canto 11. It says that an expert yogi can withdraw his senses like an expert horse trainer can actually draw back and knows how to actually withdraw the senses. Okay, you can't hear me. Okay, there's a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. It says that an expert yogi knows how to withdraw his senses, and he knows when to let it go also, like an expert horse trainer knows when to let the horse go. So I'm just wondering, how is this applied? How can we apply it?
Otherwise, you're like a cripple, a person whose senses can only be withdrawn. He's like a cripple. A person who can use them or not use them, he's got power. So how is it, what does it mean? We sometimes let him out, we sometimes draw him in.
When we can engage the senses in Krishna consciousness,
yeah,
we use them, but when we cannot, then we just restrain them.
Yeah. Sarvapadi Vinir Muktam Rishikena Rishikesha Seva. We use the senses for the service of the master of the senses. Otherwise we have no business with the senses. Senses are not, what is that? For sense gratification. What is that? Nayam Indraya Kam Daitya. There are many. Many. The senses with Nayam Deho Deha Vajam Nalote Ashtam Kama Narhate. Many, many things. Life is not meant Nartasya Kamasya Nendriya Pritya Vabu Yudhideta Yavata Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa Nasaya Shayata. So the senses are not to be killed, but they're to be purified. That's the Bhakti Yoga system. Not to deny the senses, just like we don't say no eating, but eat prasadam. Don't eat rubbish. So in this way, all the senses are to be used. You know, if you want to watch a film, watch a Krishna conscious film. Don't watch rubbish. Right? Okay. Yes. How can we satisfy the supreme enjoyer with the material senses which are not purified? Yeah, that's... But how is it that service to the Lord with unpurified senses? What is... You offer service to the pure devotee, he'll serve to... What is that? Brahmartanam Brahmahavir Brahmagno Brahmana Ahitam Brahmaiva Sena Santavyam Brahmakarma Samam. We'll find later, maybe it's fourth time, that everything, when there's a sacrifice and everything's offered to Krishna, the offering becomes purified, the person is offering, everything becomes purified as soon as it comes in touch with Krishna. Everything is actually Brahma, spirit. Sarva Palavidam Brahma. But now the spirit is being severed or disconnected from Krishna. Never actually disconnected, that's illusion. But by the cloud of illusion, it appears that these things are all for my enjoyment. But when we offer them back to Krishna, they regain their spiritual qualities. So, just like this, everything here in Mayapur, it's all constructed for pleasure of Krishna. So it's spiritual bricks, spiritual lawn, spiritual everything. Because it's all offered for Radha Madhava. And someplace else where they're constructed for making money and material enjoyment, that's Maya. Otherwise it's Krishna's energy, but when you use Krishna's energy for Krishna, it regains its spiritual quality. When you try to pull away Krishna's energy and use it for sense gratification, it becomes Maya. Ravana, he tried to separate Sita for his own enjoyment, and the result was, it was Maya, he lost everything. Okay. Vishayavinivartante niraharasya dehina rasavarjam rasokyasya param drishtva nivartate. This is a very well-known verse. Probably you all know this verse? Huh? No, we don't all know this verse. Very often used in preaching. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya. Nirahar means literally not eating. But ahara, not eating, not collecting. It means when the senses are restricted. No eating. Or if it's the tongue, no speaking, no seeing, no hearing, no, can't do anything. But Vishya Vinivartante Niraharasya Dehina Rasavarjam, there may still be some taste that you're restricting me, but I want sense enjoyment. These senses are saying, you're restricting me, but I want to enjoy. How long will you go on restricting me? I'm going to break out. But param drishtva, when one sees something better, all right, forget it. Suppose I have some little biscuit and you're trying to convince me, oh, you don't care about that biscuit, do you? You don't want that biscuit. It's the only biscuit I've got. I'm hungry. No, I do want that biscuit, thank you very much. And you're not going to claw it out of my hand, all right? But if you come with a big tray with laddus and pakoras and samosas and so many things, and hand it to me, I'll put the biscuit down, and with both hands I'll very gladly accept it. When I get the superior thing, then the other thing is not very important. When I see something better, or when I see the supreme, then what do I care about this little paltry thing? That's explained. Is that quoted here? Yes, it is. It's in the next verse. Yadavadi mama chaita Krishna padada vinde nava nava rasa dhamanyu yatam rantum asi yadavadi batanari sangame smaryamani bhavati mukavikara shushu nishkivana. Yamunacharya says, but since I'm getting nava nava rasa, newer and newer taste in the service of Krishna, that now if I sometimes think about nadi sangama, association with woman, bhavati mukavikar, my mouth changes. And shushtun is even unto, I just want to spit. Imagine. You know, thinks of some beautiful girl, gorgeous, and affectionate and smiling and thinks. What? You know, who spits at the thought of beautiful girls? The person who has a higher taste. There's a really great poster that I didn't buy, that I saw years ago, a picture of Haridas Thakur. You know the story how Haridas Thakur was approached. He was a young man, and he was approached in dead of night by the prostitute. And the prostitute, you know, showing off her hardware. And but the poster was, what was great about this poster was that in the picture, Haridas Thakur had this big smile on his face. As if to say, lady, are you nuts or something? You want me to buy what? It was such a good poster. It was just grinning. You gotta be out of your mind. Come on. That's taste. That's taste. Beautiful young woman, you know, ready to offer herself. Not only that, I can't live without you. You're so young. You're so handsome. Please. Sure. Let me just finish my rounds. That's taste.
We've got the idea. Well, at least we can have the idea that, gosh, that must have been real hard for him to resist.
No, for Haridas Thakur. No, that's all right. Sit down. Let me chant. We may not be on the same level as Haridas Thakur. That young girl comes, oh, sit down. Then after 10 minutes we'll be, oh, what was that you wanted? Such things are possible for Haridas Thakur. But even our devotees, you know, they become engaged in Krishna consciousness. And, you know, what seems like so wonderful for the materialist, the devotees lose interest in. Materialists are always, you know, you don't want to go into what they're doing for sense gratification. But a Krishna conscious person becomes happy. Oh, wow, I was in such illusion with all that stuff. Now I'm happy. I can chant, I can dance, I can take prasadam. I'm not entangled with, you know, Susie and Lori and Judy and this one and that one. And then it becomes, it feels, wow, this is great. I don't have to deal with any of this. It's all illusion. He becomes happy. Well, he's got something better. I'm just... Women? Oh, expensive, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prabhupada was talking about that, I was hearing this morning, that sex, whether it's legal or illegal, it's problematic. If it's illegal, then there's disease and unwanted pregnancies and so many things and her relatives, you know, all this. And if it's legal, still, kids are so expensive, and, you know, little Bobby is throwing up, and and he, you know, he wants to smoke dope, and he wants to do this, and he wants to do that, and, you know, I'm worried, and what about this, and he's not doing his homework. And either way, they're expensive and troublesome. So Prabhupada said, anyway, sex is troublesome. Legal or illegal. Yes?
In our moment, every now and then we sort of come with the female devotees, sometimes we go here and go through the it is dangerous. Prabhupada always gives the example of water and fire. But but now we are not on Haridas Thakur's level. Nevertheless, we keep associating with
them. Yeah, there's association. Half the world is women, after all. It will be very difficult to completely avoid women. Even if you go to the forest, you know, something will be there. So that doesn't work.
No.
You know, I won't see a woman, I won't... Well, how will you do that? They manage to find you, you know. You can, who is that Rishi thing? That in the middle of the forest. Yeah,
Sobari.
Yes, yeah, Sobari Muni.
Well, Haridas Thakur.
Yeah, Haridas Thakur. It's very difficult, you know, that I won't see any women. How will you not see any women? Even the Prabhupada mentions, the brahmacharis go door to door, you know, begging chapatis. Who do you think answers the door? So we have to change our vision. Still we should be strict. Not to... What is that? Smaranam Kirtanam Kedi Prekshanam Guyapasa Sankopo Vyavasayasa. Sampatriyadasa, like that. Different kinds of sex life. Smaranam, thinking about women. Kirtanam, you know, young guys get together and they talk about body parts and all that kind of stuff. Kaylee. And joking around. Like you see school kids, you know, the boys are talking to the girls and they're cutting jokes. And it's, you know, it's all just like funny. But the subtext is all sex. It's all sex. You know, the girls are like giggling and the guys are, you know, that gets them going even more. So that's Kaylee. Playing, joking around, playing. Smaranam, Kirtanam, Kaili, and Prekshanam. Checking them out. Prekshanam. Checking them out means, you know, looking. Prekshanam. Prekshanam. Yeah, like Pariksha. Prekshanam. So there's, you know, looking at the women. And sometimes we see there's some brahmacharis. So prekshanam. And guya bhashanam. Confidentially talking with women, or talking with women. Guya means secretly. The woman says, well, can I talk to you about something? And they want to have some private discussion. Even the story is famous, the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one of his disciples, woman, asked, Guru Maharaj, could I discuss something with you?
Yes.
No, I mean privately. No. He refused. The woman was married, she was the wife of Obiel Kapoor. She was married, she was, of course she was young, he was old enough to be her grandfather. And he said, no, I won't speak with you privately. Anything you want to say, you can say here. In the association of the others. Even Prabhupada, his sister came to see him sometime here in Mayapur, and the Prabhupada's servant went out thinking of brother and sister have something to talk about. Why did you leave me alone with that woman? Yeah, that's Prabhupada in his 70s. She wasn't a spring chicken either. Why did you leave me alone? So Guya Bhashana, speaking privately with the woman. Speaking privately is the opportunity for one thing leading to another. Then Sankalpa. That means endeavoring for sex. No, it means thinking. Determining. Yeah, let me go for it. Sankalpa. And Vyavasaya means making endeavors. And Kali Sampatya, and having sex. These are all different branches of sex.
Where is that verse, please?
Smaranam Kirtanam, where is it? Maybe it's quoted in Bhagavad Gita, I think it is. It's probably in 6th chapter quoted, I bet you. That's what I would guess. Smaranam means remember. Keli. Keli means joking around. Playing. What's the word? Flirting. Keli means
chatting up.
Yeah, you know, flirting is good. Playing around, playing games, cutting jokes. Someone look it up in the index. Yeah, something. Smaranam Kirtanam Keli. I'm sure it's quoted. I think so. Nope, I don't see it. Surprised I don't see it. I thought it was here somewhere. Prabhupada must summarize it then. I'm sure he talks about it. But anyway, that's the Yajnavalkya. I think that's...
There's another verse which is pretty similar. Page 321, 614.
Yeah, right. It says the pretty much the same thing. Karmana manasa vacha sarvavastasi sarvada. Sarvatra maitano kyago. Yeah. Brahmacharya and Pratyakshita. Anyway, this is another verse. So all of these things, so we should be careful. How many times have we gotten in trouble from following these rules too strictly? And how many times have we gotten into some regrettable circumstance by being loose about these rules? The Prabhupada was quite strict.
But what do you think, how it is like nowadays in ISKCON about following these rules?
I don't know about nowadays in ISKCON, but these are the rules. And if you
following these rules.
If you follow, if you don't follow, you'll suffer. Pretty simple. Nowadays or any other day. If you don't follow, the rules are meant, Prabhupada explained this, for your benefit. If you don't, because sex life means suffering. If you don't restrict your sex life, you'll suffer. If you don't follow these rules, you'll get into sex life. Smaranam. That's the beginning. We'll come to that. Beginning is to think about Susie. Next thing is you want to talk to Susie. Next thing is you just want to like touch her on the arm, you know. And you know, then next thing you're in bed with Susie. Next thing her father finds out.
I don't know if I explain my point here. I mean, like in Prabhupada days, more before, it was like more stricter with contact. Like you today, you see when there is some service, that Prabhu and the ladies are mixed together, what more?
Well, we're talking about the principle. Some days, sometimes in Prabhupada's time, it was less strict. And there were problems also. It's not new. Prabhupada, for example, he gave an instruction one time that men and women should not be on the altar together. Why did Prabhupada give that instruction? Because there was a lot of courting going on behind the curtains. You know, Prabhupada knew it. That, you know, right there in the presence of the deities, when the women were together with the men, things would happen. You know, no one else is there to see. And, you know, I don't know what all would go on, but they'd establish a friendship. Kitchen was the other place. Probably lost so many servants in the kitchen. So Prabhupada said, no men and women together on the altar. And someone said, unless a man is there. You know, in other words, no one man, one woman. He said, unless the man is there. Prabhupada said, unless the husband is there. And again, the devotee said, unless the man is there. Prabhupada again said, unless the husband is there. No, even if she doesn't act as mother, still you should see them as mother. The example is Arjun. That's how he got kept out of trouble in Indraloka. Yeah, he got cursed. That's another thing. But who was it? Urvashi was coming on to him, and he addressed her as mother. You know, she was like, "What do you mean, mother?" But you know, you're Indra's, you know, Indra's my father, and you're consort of Indra, you're my mother. So even though she was not behaving in a very motherly fashion, he treated her like mother. So that's the training. Matravat Paradari. So all of these, yes? Okay, we'll just take another couple minutes. All these rules and regulations are meant to help us because we may not be on the Haridas Thakur Yamuna Charja platform. So we should, by chanting, by hearing, by absorbing ourselves in service, we should fix our mind on Krishna. But also we should follow the rules and regulations to stay on the safe side. Prabhupada that Krishna consciousness is like the royal road, that you can crack up even on the royal road.
That's what I meant.
Huh?
That's what I meant, that we should follow this.
Not that we're all paramhansas, and this was meant for the, you know, this was back in the old days when, you know, we weren't so advanced. I don't know anyone who's got in trouble by following the rules and regulations too strictly.
On the other hand, I don't think you would recommend that we invite the girl to sit down. What in our position should we do in this?
Invite the girls to sit down? You mean like Haridas Thakur?
Well, yes. Strictly speaking, then we are not to follow that side of the issue.
No. Therefore, we're not to imitate Haridas Thakur. You know, if the girl comes to Haridas Thakur, he says, sit down and chant Hare Krishna. The girl comes to me, you know, I'm out of here. You know, he liberated her and then said, here, take this cottage, I'm leaving. You know, for the rest of us, hey, take this cottage, I'm out of here before, you know, forget sitting and chanting. Just take the cottage, I'm gone. We shouldn't tempt fate. Yes. He just went away.
He tried the semen, but you know, he didn't stay there.
Yeah, we generally recommend that in such situations one not stick around. See what happens or see how strong you are. Flight is sometimes the best policy. Yes.
One live example with me in Bombay. Everybody was in Vrindavan Bhajari Prabhu, so they left the Guru temple to him. And then there were some prostitutes who were caught, who couldn't pay Kannan in the guest house and all that. So they referred the case to me. And while I was just talking, Shiva Swami walked in. Somebody told him that Nankishore is 4 hours or 3 hours with this woman. And after they'd gone, I saw Maharaj red hot because his office was open. He just caught me. What the hell are you doing with this?
Yeah.
I was No, he says, you know that? And then it was like, real heavy.
I'll give you another example on the other side, then we'll stop. That when in Bombay, when this fighting was going on with these people who were trying to steal the land, Mr. Nair and company, and our president back then was Dheeraj Swami, he was in his Brahmachari days, and they were at some program, and some dinner program, and it seemed that these people had paid some woman. And this woman started coming on to Dheeraj Maharaj, you know, like putting her hand on his body and, you know, like, hey, let's enjoy it. And Dheeraj Maharaj thought about it and thought that if I get involved with this woman, then, you know, what will happen here in Bombay, what will happen to Prabhupada's mission, what will be the consequences? And she didn't get anywhere. And he just put her off. So, you know, and he was a young guy. Must have been in his 20s at that time. And she was probably beautiful. They usually don't hire the ugly looking ones. But he thought, what about Krishna consciousness? What will happen? What about my service? What about Krishna? What about Prabhupada? So he was successful. This is Param Drishtra Nivartita. All right, we'll take a short break, a few minutes. Prekshanam, so that's glancing, checking around. Guhya Bhashanam. Guhya Bhashanam. Guhya Bhashanam means private discussion.
And then endeavor?
Huh?
After that, endeavor?
No, sankalpa is next. Sankalpa means making a decision. Let's do it. Let's go for it. Sankalpa. Sankalpa. Vyavasayas cha. That's endeavor.
What's the last one, Maharaj?
Huh?
What's endeavor again, please?
Vyavasaya. Like Vyavasayatmika Bhuti.
And then finally do it.
Huh? Endeavor and then comes to it, yeah. Let's see, where is it? Only once in the database? That's not possible.
So what's the original?
Smarana.
Shastra.
Srihar Swami. No? Srihar Swami says here. Smaranam Kirtanam. Krishna consciousness matters. Smaranam Kirtanam Kali Prakshanam Puya Bhashanam Sankalpa Adhyabhara. Sankalpa Yavasaya.
Where does it appear first?
Bhaktivikash Maharaj. It's Sridhar Swami's commentary on Bhagavatam. Preksmaranam Kirtanam Keli Prekshanam Guya Bhashanam Sankopo Atyavasayascha Priya Nivritti Reva.
So this verse is not true.
No, it's not bad. There's Matra Svastra Vivitra Va Navi Vikdasana Vrajay Kolavan and Viagrama Vidvamsa Vrajay. That's probably right. You shouldn't sit alone with your mother, your sister, your daughter. Smaranam Kirtanam Kevi. You can stick something up here. I just F2. And go for it. That's the best thing. That's how I always do it. It seems like the dance group says it's simple. There are all these operators. It's good looking them up. There's ways. They don't give you very good instructions. Very good.
Anybody who wishes to brush up on their or learn new verses, going to offer a class on starting from Monday in the Panchatattva extension between 6:40 and 7 in the morning, just at the end of Japa. Karuna Sindhu, who's he's going to be helping to run the course and help with the assessments and things, he's going to be doing it. So anybody can just turn up on Monday morning, 6:40, Panchatattva extension. Bring your Bhagavad Gita's, or if you have a shloka list. Is there anything else you want to say?
Is this going to be regular?
Regular, every day, Monday till Friday, not at the weekends. Okay? No, morning.
Morning. We need to break because we started so late. I didn't look at my watch. I would have
sorry?
Because
Pancha, where the Srimad Bhagavatam class is?
Upstairs
where the Bhagavatam class is for the English. 6:40 to 7. Okay?
But we can. But we didn't need it. Okay. We're back in action with text 60. Okay, gang. The person who has higher spiritual taste can forget all about material sense gratification. Then there's the other side. Yatato yapikanteya purushasya vipaschitaha indriyani pramatini haranti pasabham manaha. The yatata means even while a person is endeavoring, purushasya vipaschitaha. Vipaschitaha means a very discriminating person. He's really trying to get everything right. But indriyani pramatini, the senses are so powerful, they're so agitated, that horanti pasavam manaha, they can carry away even the mind of a person who's trying to control them. And there's so many examples. Does Prabhupada quote mention here? No, he doesn't. But there are many, many examples of how the mind gets carried away, and that's that. One is trying to control the mind, and the mind says, oh yeah?
Vishwamitra
Muni is a good example. Shobhari Muni is another example. Lots of Munis who serve as examples. Tani sarvani samyamya yukta sita matparaha vashehi yasyendriyani tasya pragya pradishtita. So again, this is stitta pragya. The person who keeps all those senses under control. Vashe means fully controls them. Yukta asita matparaha, by being engaged always in Krishna consciousness. Matparaha. This is the key to yoga. This is the key to controlling the senses. Yoga indriya samyama. Yoga means controlling the senses. Without controlling the senses, there's no yoga. Whether jnana yoga or hatha yoga or karma yoga or jnana yoga or bhakti yoga, yoga indriya samyama. One has to control the senses. Otherwise, there's no question of yoga. So, that becomes possible. Matpada. When one makes Krishna the goal of life. When one keeps the mind on Krishna, and Prabhupada quotes, Savai mana Krishna paradabha. How Ambarish Maharaj dedicated everything to Krishna. He fixed his mind on Krishna, he engaged his eyes in seeing the form of Krishna, his ears in hearing about Krishna, his tongue in speaking about Krishna or taking Mahaprasadam, his sense of smell and smelling the flowers offered to Krishna, the tulsi offered to Krishna. In this way, all of his senses and his mind were engaged in Krishna consciousness. This is the thing. Now, clear? Yeah. see if we have time for this. Kind of in between. All right. 62, 63, and 64, and all the way through 66, actually, are two progressions. One is a downward progression, and one is an upward progression. Jayato Vishayapumsa, Sangas Tesho Pajayato. Sangat Sanjayate Kama, Kamat Krodho Vijayate. Krodhat Bhavati Sammohat, Sammohat Smritti Vibhmaha. Smritti Brahmshat Buddhi Nasho, Buddhi Nashat Praneshati. So, this is the start. Dhyayata Vishayapumsa. Thinking of sense gratification. Prabhupada quoted Prahlad Maharaj that material life begins when you see a girl and you think she's nice. That's jayata, thinking. There's a short story by Tolstoy, quite an interesting story actually, but he explains, it's all about how this man got involved with this, married to this woman, and it ended in murder actually. He finally murders his wife. But the beginning is how he got together with her, and she had a cute lock of hair and a tight sweater. That's what it was. So, you know, fascination. It was enough to divert his attention and get him thinking. So that's the beginning. Jayata. Start thinking about something, sense gratification. Jayata Vishaya Pumsa Sangas Tesho Pajayata. Then comes association. Hi. Somehow get together. Yes. Sangat Sanjayate Kama. Then by association, passion. Wow. I just met this girl and I'm, wow. Lust. Passion comes. Then, kamat krodho vijayate, anger comes. Anger is the younger brother of lust. Even if we can control lust, anger is even harder to control. Prabhupada gives the example that Kamadev, Cupid, shot an arrow to agitate Lord Shiva. And Parvati was employed for agitating his senses. Lord Shiva is so much grave, so dhira, that he didn't become sexually agitated, but he got so mad that he burnt Kamadev to ashes by his glance. So anger is still more difficult to control. Yeah, it went there instead of he withstood the impulse for sex agitation, but anger broke through. So anger comes. Either, you know, somehow or other I didn't get what I wanted, or I got what I wanted and it wasn't what I wanted, or I got what I wanted and yeah, it was taken away from me. The next stage from lust is anger. In that short story, you know, the guy finally murdered his wife. And actually, I think if you look in the crime records, what they say is that the majority of crimes are domestic quarrels. Mm-hmm. You know, a guy hits his wife with a pipe, or you know, she stabs him, or he shoots her. Or excuse me. Spouse is always the prime suspect because there's so many examples of violence. It's got its own domestic violence. Why domestic violence? You know, they domestic means they got together because they were in love with one another. So why are they? What's this violence? Kamat krodho vijayate. from lust, then the next thing is anger. And krodhat bhavati sammohat. By when anger is there, one becomes bewildered. We become angry, we just become... You don't know what you're doing. Yeah, a person gets so angry he attacks even without a weapon, or he... They go, you know, people do crazy things.
They lose it.
They lose it. I don't know what happened. I just lost it. You know, when the anger subsides, one regrets it. I shot my wife. How did I do that? How could I? Right? But some moha, one becomes some, another one of those those prefixes. There's pra, which means intensely, and some, which means completely. Like sankirtan, complete kirtan. Some moha, complete bewilderment. By anger, one becomes completely bewildered. Then smriti vibramaha, one forgets everything. Forgets that she's his wife, forgets that about the kids, forgets about jail, forgets about everything. Smriti vibramaha, just forgets. Smriti brahmshad buddhinasho, loses his intelligence. And buddhinashad, when intelligence is lost, you're finished. Pranashati. Nashit means pranashati, completely finished, thoroughly finished. Pra again. Not just nashati, pranashati. When you've lost your intelligence, you're gone. So where does it start from? This little, gee, she's cute. And little Jayata starts thinking about it and thinking about it. Then, you know, I wonder how I could get to meet her. And then, wow, I met her and she's even better than I thought. She's like, where did she come from? Then Kama, then Krodha, then... So this is, and it's very, for real, you know, Bhagavad Gita is not just somebody's religion here. But this is how it works. Start meditating on something, then you develop this attachment, you want to get together somehow or other with whatever it is that you're after, then you get real, things really get going, then frustration. Frustration, you know, anger from frustration, or anger leading to frustration. Yes?
But at what stage did you definitely cut off the
Excuse
connection?
Me?
At what stage?
Tasmad tvam indriyan yado niyamya. That's elsewhere. Not age. Third chapter. End of the third chapter. Tasmat tvam indriyani ado, from the very beginning, niyamya. Just like, what do they say? Debt, fire, and disease should all be dealt with at once. If you don't deal with debt right away, interest, compound interest, and, you know, pretty soon you're in debt up to your ears. If you just pay off your debt right away, you're done. And if you don't, you know, you start shuffling your credit cards, and you know, all you people who are householders and have been in debt know about these things. You don't deal with debt swiftly, you get into more debt. And soon, and then, you know, you're borrowing money to pay off your debt. At 14% interest or something, you're borrowing money to pay off your debt on the other credit card. So the best thing is just deal with it right away. Fire. Put it out right away, otherwise it gets to be so big you can't put it out. Mm-hmm. And disease. The main thing on disease is to catch it early. You catch the disease early and deal with it right away, you're okay. Otherwise, you let it go, you think, well, I don't think it's very serious, and pretty soon it's going on and it's going on. You finally go to the doctor, he says, if you'd only come to me, you know, a few weeks earlier, I could have done something. So fire, debt, or disease, you want to deal with it right away. Otherwise they get so strong, so out of hand, that there's nothing you can do. So similarly, lust. You know, as it's building and building, and you know, the more it builds, it's like fire, you know? The more you build it, the more bigger it gets. In the very beginning, when it's at the, you know, twig and newspaper stage, you can put it out real easy. It will come to all of this in the third chapter. But the advice is, from the very beginning, you catch yourself, whoa, I'm thinking about it. Whoa, that's the place to start cutting the chain. That's the time to start cutting the chain. Whoa, I'm thinking about, whoa, I can't believe I'm thinking about that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. To divert the mind from that by engagement in devotional service. Well, there, that was a trap. While you can still deal with it, while it's small, cut it. Otherwise, later, it becomes very difficult. You know, when you're scheduled to meet her at 6 o'clock and, you know, behind the brahmachari, you know, behind the building number 6 or something, it's really hard to cut it off then.
You can still run.
Huh?
You can still run,
but by that time the mind is so, you know,
engrossed.
You're running in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
You know, once it's got, that's like, complications have set in. Now saving the patient is going to be pretty tough. Whereas in the beginning, where it was just like, gee, I think she's kind of cute, at that point you can cut it. Therefore, Krishna says, ado, from the very beginning, death, fire, disease, and material attraction. From the very beginning. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness means to change our thinking. We transfer our thinking to Krishna so that by thinking of Krishna, I won't be thinking of mine. Therefore, chanting with attention. Why? If I'm chanting with attention, then my mind is not on this and this and this and this and this. It's on Krishna. And if I chant inattentively, what does inattention mean? It means my mind's going to other things. What are those other things? Well, there's a prime candidate. That's when little Susie comes to mind. So, these verses are very good to memorize. When you find yourself thinking of something, you can think of these verses. You can chant these verses. Break the chain. Then there's the opposite chain, the ascending progression, which, because we're out of time, we'll talk about tomorrow. Okay? Tomorrow? No, actually not tomorrow, right? Monday?
Today is out. Tomorrow is out.
Tomorrow is out, right?
Yeah.
Who knows the schedule?
Okay.
Weekends are free. Excuse me? I can't hear you.
The losing of intelligence.
What about losing of intelligence? What does it mean, losing your intelligence? I'll give you an example. There was one brahmachari that I knew who became attracted to a woman. The woman was the wife of an Italian, a devotee who was an Italian construction worker. The brahmachari was built something like, I don't see anybody here who's, you're about the size of that brahmachari. It's kind of small, skinny guy. Except it looks like you've got more power than he did. And the girl's husband was like 6'2". And, built like this tree, I mean, his arms were something like that, power. And this guy gets it, where was his intelligence? And, the husband found out about it, and it was only by the intervention of a third party that this brahmachari was not shredded into little pieces and thrown into the ocean. It was about to be a murder case. Where was the intelligence? If you're going to get involved with some woman, find someone who's number one, not married, or if she's married, married to some, skinny little guy. That's an example. Booty Nacho. Where was it?
I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, that's what it comes to. It's like, but I love her. I don't care that her father's the chief of police. I don't care that, I don't care that she's this. I don't care that she's that. I don't care, that love is blind, right? So-called love. Well, illusion means mistaking one thing for another. Or illusion means thinking I'm this body. But illusion especially generally means mistaking one thing for another. Thinking that there's happiness where there's a trap. Then there's forgetfulness. You start losing touch. And then there's completely losing it. Your intelligence just goes. To be forgetful is one thing. To lose your intelligence completely. And we see that people do it. They just, the brain is gone. There's like nothing there. There's no one to talk to. Your intelligence is just taken off, and you can't reason with the person. You can't, I know, but
you realize after it's over.
How could I could kick myself? I can't. How did I do that? Why did I do that? There's jails full of prisons full of people asking themselves these questions, or the whole material world full of people. Why did I do that?
Using also in our daily words, I would say he's crazy for her, that's loss of intelligence.
Yeah. I'm just nuts about that girl. I'm not crazy about it. Somebody said that, I forget what it is. I said that there's different, lots of wise quotations about that, about how love is a form of disease, a kind of, mental illness or something. But someone, just a cute one, somebody said that love is like an hourglass, with the head emptying in proportion as the heart fills. Okay.
I think we have to end, right? People are supposed to go. You could ask me. Hare Krishna.
Sorry, excuse me before you go, just one announcement. The four devotees who put their names down for the Namahata program on Sunday, their transport is leaving from the main gate at 5:30 on Sunday morning. That's the main gate at 5:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Jagannath Mandir tomorrow.
And yes, there's a parikram again, Jagannath Mandir tomorrow at 10 a.m. Every Saturday.
There's a parikrama tomorrow at 10 o'clock to Jagannath Mandir. Yeah, till we get means to the extent that our Krishna consciousness is not developed.